Good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, wherever you happen to be hiding out there on the globe today. Coming to you direct from the Brewery Overlook in beautiful Victoria, British Columbia, Canada. I'm John Overall, and this is the WP Plugins A to Z interview show. And with me today is Shakwat Sultan from Rexstream.com, and they have a plugin that allows you to create a 360 virtual tour for your website. Welcome to the show, Shakwat.
Hi there, John. So thank you for having me in this show for now. Right.
Oh, I appreciate you taking out your time to come in and talk to our listeners. So tell us a little bit about what is this plugin and what does it do for people?
This plugin is called WPVR. Its main purpose is to create a virtual tour. So if you provide the plugin with a 360 degree panorama image, it will turn it into a equirectangular form of a virtual tour for anybody who uses the plugin. Mm-hmm. It's mainly for WordPress. So if you are using WordPress, whether you're using Gutenberg or Classic Editor, we generate short codes where we also have a ID. So you can use either a short code for a Classic Editor or the ID for Gutenberg, and it will generate a virtual tour on your web page.
Okay, and the virtual tours are for what sort of purpose? Who would benefit most from doing this?
Well, ideally this plugin was designed for realtors. I mean, you know, when you're running a real estate business, you want people to check out the house properly. But, you know, it's hard to tell if the images are good enough. So if you have a virtual tour of the place that you're selling, then a person can actually move about the house while sitting at home and decide if this house is good enough for them. So it's mainly for the real estate business. Mm-hmm. Apart from that, it's also for, you know, hotel owners. If you own a hotel, you can show off your hotel with this. And you can use it for theme parks or maybe museums. That's just basically ideally for this sort of business, right?
So it's one of the biggest advantages for it then would be people who are showcasing large spaces that they need, the visitors need to turn left, right, and all the way around to right. To see all the different components. Does it do up and down, or do you just, what kind of images do they use? Where do they get these images from? Is it like stitching together single images, or does it have to be?
Basically, to take the image, you need a 360 camera, mm-hmm. like Google Photosphere. Okay. So once you take a panorama image that's 360 degree, you need to upload it in the plugin. So the virtual tour is completely 360 degree. You can go up and down, left, right. It's like actually you're standing in the center of a room, mm-hmm. and you're looking around the room any way you like. Mm. That's how it works. Okay. So you can zoom in, zoom out, and we have other features such as hotspots with which you can, you know, give information. So there'll be a small icon. You can hover the mouse to get information, click to get information, things like that. You can also move from different scenes. Like there'll be a button which you click, it will take you to another room. So that's how the whole virtual tour works.
Oh, okay. That's quite interesting. I've never worked with it, so this is kind of a new thing for me. And right. I've just not thoroughly understanding how the advantages of doing a 360 virtual tour. Never done any work for real estate agents yet.
Right.
Okay.
Well, basically, you can see from the back of your head, like if you're looking to buy a house, right? Now, if you go to a website, you just see images there, flat images.
Yeah.
So you always seem to decide like based on many choices. You look for several houses, you pick two or three, and then call the realtors and ask to visit.
Right.
But when you have an actual virtual tour, you can actually decide at home that this house is good for you or not, because you're seeing visually mm-hmm. the organization of the house, then how the rooms are designed, and so you will know that when you visit, if it's same as in the virtual tour, this is the house you want.
Oh, okay.
So that's how it's going to help. Right.
All right. So tell us a little bit about how did you guys come to create this plugin? What was the impetus for it?
Well, ideally, you see, we are a web development company, so our main company is Coderex. So while we were working for one of our clients, he was asking for creating a virtual tour for his office. So we looked for many plugins to help us out with this, but we really couldn't find anything clean. Like, there are other plugins that are pretty good, but not good enough. So we decided, okay, this is something we need to make ourselves. So our developers did a lot of research, and we came up with this idea that why don't we make it ourselves since it's not out there? because people are paying tons of money with Matterport or maybe getting a virtual video tour. Those cost tons of money. So why not create something that's not going to cost them that much money and still they can create a virtual tour for their website? So we created that mainly for that client of ours at CodeRex.
Okay.
And then we just shifted this to Rex Theme as one of our plugins.
Okay. Oh, that's an excellent idea then. I liked how that worked out for you. All right, so tell us a little bit about what else do you guys offer at Rex Theme? It looks like you got a few other plugins that you have.
Right. Rex Theme, at first we started with one of our plugins called Social Booster, which used to, you know, help you auto-post on social media. But that's right now we're not working on that anymore because Facebook and Instagram changed the API. Then we worked on giving WooCommerce product Feed Manager. This is to generate feed for WooCommerce. Right now it's doing really well because we have updated the plugin better than others that are running Feed Manager plugins. And besides that, this is our third plugin, WPVR, for virtual tours. And we the next plugin is going to be something related to Instagram and Facebook. You can bring out, you know, public ads on your website. So that's our upcoming plugin that's coming up. So we're working on that right now.
The public feed manager, that plugin sounds familiar. Is that the plugin that we were promoting for quite a while on
our
show? Okay.
Yeah, we did speak about WooCommerce product feed manager before. So that was our previous podcast. But that time it was pretty much new.
Oh, okay.
So now it's pretty much up to a next level. It's really good right now. That time it was new, so it had a lot of bugs, a lot of features missing. But
right.
Now we have fixed all the bugs. We've integrated AutoSync with Google. So things are getting much better right now for WooCommerce users using that plugin. Right.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's a pretty nice plugin there for those running a WooCommerce store. I like all
right.
that. Excellent.
Right. So eventually, like, if you don't know about WPVR, if you go to WordPress repo, you already have over 1,000 active installations, in fact. Basically, we just launched it last December.
Mm-hmm.
So it's in a short time span, people are already using it, and it's increasing day by day. So we are looking at, you know, that this plugin will probably be one of the best plugins for virtual tours out there, because we have already outdone our competitors in terms of the beginning, because our competitors took a lot longer to get 1,000 installations. So
right.
We're hopeful about this one.
Yeah, well, it does look promising, and I think there's probably a lot of uses for it aside from real estate agents. It's even those that are running tour
right.
guide sites could use this to showcase specialized tours or whale watching, showcasing the ocean, or the bits and pieces. There's lots of different ways this
could
actually be used.
We are actually looking at a different thing. We think that maybe this could be used for something bigger, like, you know, theme parks, or highlighting you know, special places like university campuses, because you know, most universities right now are having virtual tours, but they're spending tons of money
right.
to create that, and that too are not that too clean, not that much clean. So the plugin that we have a lot of new features coming up, such as, you know, we have already added auto-rotation.
Mm-hmm.
You can just create a virtual tour and add auto-rotation. We have added custom zoom features. You can actually limit how much a person can zoom in and zoom out. You can limit how much a person can look around as well. I mean, right now it's a 360 degree,
mm-hmm.
but we can edit this virtual tour into something that you can also limit it to 180 degree. You can limit someone to look only till left and right. You can do all those customizations with this. So we are currently working on adding more and more features so that this will ideally be for anyone who wants a virtual tour, not just real estate.
Right.
So that's what we're looking at right now.
And you currently have the plugin both available free at WordPress.com at a pro version. So what's the difference between the two?
Basically, when you use the free one, you get to add 5 scenes. So, and every scene you can add 5 hotspots. And you get auto rotation feature in that. You can add virtual video in that.
Mm-hmm.
So those things are there in the free one. In the free one, you can also, you know, add embed pictures and videos on your hotspot icons as well. So those are the free services. We give maximum features there already.
Right.
Now in the pro version, you can actually add as many scenes as you want. So to differentiate this thing is that, you know, when you're running a real estate agency, you probably have houses with which has like 7 to 10 rooms, and 5 scenes is not enough to showcase the whole house.
Mm-hmm.
So that time you might have to go pro. But if you are running a small hotel with like 3 or 4 rooms, then the free one is enough.
Mm-hmm.
And apart from that, the pro one also has, you know, custom hotspot icons. Basically, we have only built in 2 icons for the free version, which customers can use for hotspot, or users can use for hotspot. But for the pro version, we have added custom icons from FontAwesome, which
okay.
they can also change the colors, and they can choose from a lot of FontAwesome icons, like over 500. So they have that.
Very
for
nice.
The free version, if they want to change the icon, they have to add a custom class by themselves.
Oh, okay.
Right, so that's there. And also in the pro version, we are those limitation factors, as I told you a few minutes ago, that you can limit how much a person can zoom in, zoom out. You can limit the amount a person can look around.
Right.
So those things are there in the pro version. That's not in the free version, because those things will only be used by people that want to go into a next level. So those are in the pro version. Right.
Okay, excellent. Well, it sounds like it's going to be quite the useful plugin for many people. And since you're actively developing, it sounds like it's got a great future. All right, so this is the point here where you get to tell all our listeners where they can find you and how they can get their hands on this great plugin.
All right. Basically, the free version you can find from the WordPress repo, or you can also find it from our website, rextheme.com/WPVR. So that's the page you go to find the plugin. If you want the pro version, you have to find it from our website. So that's rextheme.com/WPVR. And apart from that, if you need tutorials, you can go to our YouTube video. We have a channel called Rex Theme, and you'll find a playlist dedicated to WPVR. And you can also find us in Facebook. It's Facebook/Rex Theme. And you can also find us on Twitter, which is Rex Theme LTD, as in Rex Theme Limited. So
excellent.
All those are our social links where you can find us. And just go to our website if you want the plugin.
All right. Well, excellent. Well, thank you very much for your time. I really appreciate it, Shakwa. And I don't know if I'll use the plugin, but I know I'll find some people that will, because I get asked a lot of questions about plugins. So I'll definitely refer them for this sort of item here. But yes, thanks a lot for your time. Don't run off on me. And that's all we got now. Take care now. Bye-bye.
Reminders for the show. All the show notes can be found at wppluginsa-z.com. And while you're there, subscribe to the Friday newsletter for more useful information delivered directly to your inbox. WP Plugins A to Z is a show that offers honest and unbiased reviews of plugins created by developers because you support the show. Help keep the show honest and unbiased by going to wppluginsa-z.com/donate and set the donation level that fits your budget. Help us make the show better for you by subscribing and reviewing the show at Stitcher Radio, Google Play, and in the iTunes Store. You can also watch the show live on YouTube, check out the screencasts and training videos, and remember to subscribe and hit the bell to get notifications of all new videos. Also, follow the show on Twitter at WP Plugins A to Z. John can be reached at his website at johnoverall.com or send him an email, john@wppro.ca. Thanks for joining us and have a great day.
Thanks for listening to the show. This show is copyright by johnoverall.com. So until next time, have yourselves a good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, wherever you happen to be out there on the globe today. Heheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheh